are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura with you on this quarterback change Wednesday. Big news day here in Berea. And we are covering it for you as thoroughly as we possibly can with our analysis. We're also going to analyze the Kansas City Chiefs, the opponent that the Browns face on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. Sam Mellinger, a columnist for the Kansas City Star, is going to join us in about 10 or so minutes from now to break that down with us, give us some thoughts on that team. What an interesting story. 2-14 last year, Andy Reid, new coach, new quarterback in Alex Smith, and now they are 7-0 and riding high and a great defense. And we know, and we've talked about it, and I guess we'll talk about it some more, a great defense that will have its opportunity now to tear after a new quarterback for the Browns in Jason Campbell. Your calls are welcomed at 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Watch your tweets also at Browns_daily. Tweet me directly at VICCARUCCI or my partner directly at NATHANZEGURA. And you can stay connected to the Cleveland Browns with the latest news, photos, videos, and much more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com. Download our mobile app. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Browns. And on Instagram at Official Browns. Want to hear from you there. We're going to have a lot of coverage of this quarterback change. I'm going to have a column posted on our website shortly. Matt Florjancic has a piece up there now. We'll have your analysis. And also, another thing I want to bring up while we're talking about what's on our website. We've added a new feature, and it's called Browns Daily Wrap. So it's a summary, a written summary of some of the highlights of what we talk about on the show, what the guests talk about, and this has been a neat thing that we introduced on Monday, and Carly McCord, who is helping us here with the Browns, came in to us from Louisiana doing a splendid job of putting together these highlights for us, and you'll see them in text form. They're posted on the site this afternoon, and a lot of you, just by the stats we look at, a lot of you like these, so Carly doing a great job with that, and highly encourage you to check out Browns Wrap, which is, again, a daily summary of what's going on with our show. Dre from Cleveland joins us now. Hey, Dre.
Hey, what's going on, Vic? How you doing, Nate, man? Thanks for letting me in.
Thank you.
Real quick comment on Josh Gordon. What do you think about this, Vic? This guy's such an important piece of the puzzle for the Browns. I would really hold on to him, but this guy's really scorned and burned us the last 2 years. You know what? If he goes out and gets that third strike, you know what? I wouldn't trade this dude. I wouldn't let him have his way, man. I would bury. We got him locked in for about 2 or 3 more years. I would bury this dude on the end of the bench to where, you know, you would even forget he even played in the NFL, man. You know, you can't just let him go out and say, okay, today I want to play. Oh, no, I don't want to play now. You know, dude got to step to the plate, man. And then when it comes to the backup quarterback, he don't want to play because normally when your starter's in there and he's throwing a lot of errant passes and messing up every 2 minutes, the backup guy's normally standing next to the coach, and you can normally see him all the time with his helmet on in the coach's ear, like, put me in. Man, Jason Campbell standing off to the sideline doing nothing.
Well, I think you're a little harsh, Dre. I'm gonna object to kind of both of your thoughts there. We love the call, and we love you that you listen, but I'll tell you what. I'll take the second one, and then Nate can take the
Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon, because that's his favorite topic. But let's talk about Jason Campbell, and you say it sort of looked like he had a sense of indifference on the sideline. That's not true. Jason Campbell, when there is a sideline meeting that goes on, and there are usually many during the course of a game, and it's the quarterback staff. Now, Norv Turner's a quarterback coach. He's up in the box, but he talks in the headset. Scott Turner, his son, the receivers coach, is the one relaying plays. And then the other assistant coaches will go over the what they call the Polaroids, the old school term, but they're going over digital still shots. And they review those on the sideline. Jason Campbell, and I watched him in Green Bay closely because I was looking for him to start warming up to go in the game,
that
he was going to get the call. But what I did see, though, was him standing right with Brandon Whedon reviewing and the coach reviewing those still shots, discussing what was going on. Look, every quarterback's a little different in how demonstrative they are about what they see, what they want to do, and some are maybe more hands-on about that and act more coach-like. Jason Campbell's a pretty laid-back guy. He does not try to conduct himself necessarily as a coach in pads, but from everything I understand, he offers contributions in meetings with meaningful observations and insights based on 9 years of experience.
And I don't know if this is coming from, I remember there was some talk about when he didn't play in the last preseason game that maybe, you know, he was
checked out.
Yes. So maybe that's where some of this is coming from. But listen,
Coach, by the way, Rob Chudzinski addressed that today. He said he was really sick for multiple days. So for the record, the head coach is saying that Campbell was legit sick.
So there you go. So and maybe I'm just saying that's where the speculation comes on this.
Sure.
But listen, Jason Campbell, it can extend his NFL playing career by a few years, which as a backup quarterback or a starter somewhere, it comes with some very nice perks. So I would imagine he's going to be plenty motivated to to play well and at least try to put that out there on tape for everybody to see around the National Football League. As it relates to Josh Gordon, burying him on the bench does absolutely nothing for you. This is your most talented player on offense, maybe the team in terms of physical gifts. Yes, he is on thin ice. He's one strike away. Now, some of that stems from what he did in college and his ability to enter the supplemental draft. So it's not all just what he's done with the Browns. I don't think he's burned repeatedly. What I would like to see from Josh Gordon is effort commensurate with his talent level. And that just means, to me, 100%, because I think he's 100% talented. I want to see 100% effort every single time he's out there on the field. And if he does that, everything will take care of itself, provided that he does what he has to do off the field to stay on the field. And then Josh Gordon will be one of the truly elite players in the National Football League. But I see no benefit whatsoever from just sitting him on your bench. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense from where I sit. Speaking of Jason Campbell now being the starter, and you talked about Rob Chudzinski talking about him, I think maybe should we hear from these guys a little bit? Why not? So let's hear from the head coach, Rob Chudzinski, talking about what factors went in the decision to start Jason Campbell.
I believe so. I believe he'll be ready as he has in the past. And I think that, you know, he's shown his mental toughness and will continue to do so. And I have no doubts that he'll be ready.
Yeah, that wasn't the bite we wanted. Can we get that one, Chris? Thank you, bud.
Well, I think that, you know, looking at Jason, the things that he brings to the table, his leadership, his experience, he's been productive and been successful in the league. I think that, you know, you look at his arm strength, you look at his mobility and some of those things tie into also from a game plan standpoint, what we feel like we need for this game and ultimately giving us the best chance.
Specific point about what we need for this game, Chuck.
Interesting.
Sank. And I think what it comes down to, I'm going to say three things. This is my list from the Campbell profile. Mobility, because he is going to get heat. He's going to get pressure. We know that going in. He's got to be able to move at least somewhat from that and then do things on the run. Two, decision making. I think he'll be quicker with that than we've seen certainly from Brandon Whedon. And, you know, of course, the sarcastic response is, who wouldn't be faster in those decisions than Whedon? But, okay, so that's another one. And the third one goes back to what we discussed when Scott Petrak was here, who covers the Browns for the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. Those check-down decisions, those wiser, save it for either throwing the ball away, it can be a good play, but if you want to get something productive, something other than an interception, something other than the disastrous sack that leads to a fumble or whatever, that quicker get it out to somebody underneath, get it in Chris Obanaya's hands or Fozzie Whitaker or whoever it might be, and just save a play. Possibly it turns into something else. With an overzealous, wider attacking defense that this Chiefs team is, there are those opportunities underneath. If you get in front of them, if he's stepping up in the pocket,
sure,
and you get a screenplay developing nicely in the flat or some short area, get the ball in somebody's hands, you might get some cluster of yards.
Absolutely, and that's what you have to hope with here with Jason Campbell. Now, when he says for this game, do you think that was an indicative of the decision was made, that's why it was made this week as opposed to next week or another week? Or is that saying that maybe next week we think Brandon Whedon is better suited to start a quarterback against the Ravens?
I don't at all believe that this is a move that's made with the thought of going back to Whedon. I think the Whedon era, again, in Cleveland, done. Officially ended today. It keeps the door open for that possibility on injury or something else, some other reason that would force it back to that. We've got to all be logical and say that could happen. But no, I don't think it's an out or a disclaimer to say, yeah, he's the starter, but it's just for this week. I think he was just very specific on in the thought process of making this move that the opponent came into it. And we even suggested earlier this week that, hey, maybe there would be a reason not to do it now. You wait to the bye.
Because it's going
to be too tough. And it would be if this guy really skunks it up in this game, then what do you have to look forward to for Baltimore at home? And then you got to bye.
Right. And before we bring in, we are going to bring in just a second, Sam Mellinger from the Kansas City Star. Chud was asked point blank, do you have to make a commitment to Campbell for the rest of the season?
Well, we're going to evaluate it on a week-to-week basis. And, you know, and again, the whole goal is to put the guy out there that gives us the best opportunity to win. Going back and forth isn't ideal, but ultimately, you know, finding the production and the consistency that we need is the goal.
So that's coach speak to you.
I think that's coach speak.
Okay. All right.
Sam Mellinger, who is a columnist for the Kansas City Star, is going to join us in a few minutes to give us a little breakdown of the Kansas City Chiefs. How are they looking at the quarterback change here in Cleveland? The guy they're going to face, Jason Campbell, on Sunday. That's coming up as we take you through this quarterback change Wednesday. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura. Stay with us on ESPN 850 WKNR.